You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
So let me give you a scenario, Wally.
Okay.
You're flying with your kid, just the two of you, but then you're offered one upgrade to first class. Do you take it?
Okay, this is interesting because if I take it, I look like a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
If I send my kid up to first class,
it's a waste.
And they're gonna and the first class people are gonna be mad. Like, who sent their kid up here?
Oh.
This is why we get first class, to avoid kids. But in a way, it's still kind of like having your own first class if you send your kid up there, because then you don't have to deal with them. So, it's just as good as having first class. So either way, you're kind of a winner.
Well, I found this thing that said 40% of parents would say yes. But, they would take the first class ticket for themselves and
really?
leave their kids and coach.
I find that hard to believe.
But it looks like parents aren't all heartless. So one fact that factors into their decision is how old their kid is, okay?
Yeah.
So it looks like mom and dads believe they can leave their kid to fend for themselves if they're 13 years of age or older.
Yeah, that's almost old enough to vote. That's fine.
Old enough to vote.
That's where you teach your kid a real valuable life lesson. See, at 13, you can be like, all right, I'm going to teach you a life lesson here, honey. Life isn't fair. And there are going to be advantages that people get, and there are going to be things that they're going to take advantage of, just like me right now. Enjoy the peanuts. I'm having steak.
So I got a feeling you would definitely have said yes.
I'd love to say I would, but I'd rather be a martyr as a parent.
A martyr.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I could have taken it. Because then for years, you can be like, remember that time when we were on the flight?
Yep,
and
hold
daddy
it over their
could
head.
Have gone to first class, but he chose to stay here with you instead. Yeah, so that's I would play the martyr card.
Yeah, one funny thing about this whole thing that I saw was 5%, I believe, of parents said yes with their kid being 5 years of age.
Oh, no. That's not fair to everyone else you leave
it's
them with.
It's not. And
not
then
at
that
all.
Could be detrimental to that poor
yes.
kid.
No, that's insanity.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe that. Bigger question is, you are traveling with your spouse and you get one upgrade.
Oh!
Yes. What do you do?
Oh, I'd be like, so long, sucker!
I know. You have to say, honey, why don't you? Here's how it plays out, okay? You be my wife for a second, Betty Rock. Here, we'll role play.
Okay.
You know what? We've got this opportunity for one of us to move up to first class, and make sure you turn it down, okay? honey, would you like to take the first class ticket?
Oh, no, honey, I'd like to stay with you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Cool, great. I'm going to go up there. I'll see you when we land. At least you
what?
Offer it. Yeah, you have to offer it to your spouse first, but when they say no, then it's fair game. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, Betty Rock, I reignited in her, unfortunately. I sent her a TikTok of this adorable dog, and it reignited a dog search for her. And she's not a dog person. She should not buy a dog. She is a cat person. I'm a cat
could
person.
Could be a dog person.
No, you can't. You either are or you are not, you know?
How am I going to know if I don't try?
But the problem is you try and then you realize you're not and then you got to give a dog away. So I'm just telling you, you're not.
But the video that you sent me is this teacup little chihuahua puppy, and it's precious.
His
name is Taco.
I know. I'm in. But
so then I'm falling for little Taco, and I Google. I'm like, how much does a teacup chihuahua cost? And it runs somewhere between $1,500 and $5,000.
Yeah, $1,500. I love that. And she's like, $1,500? No, it's $5,000. That was, one of my favorite things that's ever come out of your mouth. $1,500. I can't afford that. Well, no one can because it doesn't exist. So the thing about
that's a lot of money.
It is so much money. And then other people though that are really dog people are like $1,500. That's a great deal. I paid $4,000. You know, I don't understand that. I will for the life of me will not understand that. My sister-in-law was looking for a dog and she thought she got a deal at $2,300.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, a deal. I got a great deal on this dog, and I'm thinking, oh, $150 or something like that. It was like a golden retriever, purebred, whatever. I'm a fan of like rescue dogs, but like I was like $2,300. Are you kidding me right now? And she was dead serious and was happy with the purchase.
I mean, and that's the thing. You can't judge someone for how they spend
right.
their money.
Exactly.
So if they think that that's a good purchase, perhaps they have allergy issues. Like,
yeah.
I know some people are now getting doodles, and it's like a poodle mixed with another breed. But this is what is helpful for them so that they can have a pet without having the allergies. So they will shell out that extra money.
Yeah, so I'm just really, really curious, okay? And no judgment here on this. Mostly, I probably will gasp, honestly, but like I'm curious, where's the line for you on how much was enough to spend on a dog? Okay, because again, like a cat might be a quarter, and so you know for a dog though, people are spending a bunch of money, and I'm really curious what is the limit kind of thing. Like, where did you draw your line and went, you know, 500's okay. But really, 1,000's where I need to be, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. And why? Like, why was it worth it to you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. I kind of want to take an average, too. I want to, like, add everybody's up and find out what the average price of a dog is now for people in their tolerances. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So what did you pay for your dog?
We paid $4,000 for a purebred Siberian Husky, but there is a reason for it.
Hang on real quick. I have to just stop you there. I thought the phone went weird. I thought you said you paid $4,000.
Yes, $4,000.
For the love!
You said no judgment, Wally.
I'm not judging.
You
I'm just shocked.
You did say no judgment.
Okay, Monique, why did you see that as a wise
investment?
So we went, and I'm not going to mention the name of the pet company, but we went down to a pet company, my husband and I and my five-year-old son, and they brought out this beautiful Siberian puppy, and we got to play with it, and my son absolutely fell in love. Oh. And we're like, okay, we're committed, we're invested, let's do this. And they're like, okay, let's go ahead and grab the paperwork. It's going to be $4,000.
Oh, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. That's like when people go wedding dress shopping and you've got a budget. I watch Say Yes to the Dress. And then they bring out the $15,000 dress. They're like, just try it on.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
Yeah.
So your son has expensive taste.
Right, clearly. And he was so in love with this dog, we couldn't say no. So they're like, oh, it's not a problem. You can finance your dog.
Ah. Okay. How many years did you finance it for? Because I'm curious if they do it for less years than the dog's life expectancy.
So I have to tell you, I couldn't justify financing a dog. I think we financed it for 2 months, and then I looked at my husband. I was like, this is ridiculous. And so we just ended up paying it off after the 2 months.
You know what? Your kid loves the dogs, and it's good for you guys. That's what's important. You know, I probably would have tried to push my kid off on like, hey, do you see that three-legged dog over there? He's just as lovely. And look, he looks so happy. So, Heather, what did you drop on your dog?
We spent $1,500 on our silver lab. She is, I guess, rare is what you would call it. My husband's justification for that was because I had a Westie and two Yorkies within, I mean, like the 10 years before. And he's like, well, your three dogs cost as much as my one dog.
Well, he's not really good at math, like, in justifying that, because it's like, yeah, I had three dogs for the price of one.
What? Exactly. But he said her size, she's so much bigger than the three, so.
But I'm sure you can't put a price tag on the love she has added to your home, right?
Seriously. We have two kids. They're 8 and 6, and she is their mom. Like, she will get you if you're messing with them. Even if we're roughhousing with the boys, she comes over there and is like, hey, what are you doing to my kids?
That's exactly what I want, is a $1,500 dog that I bought that bites me. All right, Patricia,
yeah.
You're up. How much did you spend on your dog?
$1,600.
Okay, that is a little bit of money for a puppy there. Okay, so what kind of dog is it?
She is a Malchie.
So how big does a dog like that get?
She's 5.5 pounds full grown.
5.5 pounds. So let me just do a little math here. You said you paid $1,600. Okay, so 1,600 divided by 5.5 equals, you paid $290 a pound for that dog.
Yes, I did. She was well worth it.
So what did you pay for your dog?
We paid, my husband bought me a dog when we very first got married in 1987, $500.
I bet that felt like a lot of money back then for a dog.
It was a lot of money, but he felt bad for me because my mom, when growing up, never would let us have puppies because there were so many of us kids. So he took me to the mall at the pet store and bought me this little Shih Tzu puppy.
How long did you have it for?
Oh, 5 years. It passed away early.
So I Googled how much is $500 from 1987 to what it is now. The equivalent is about $1,200.
Oh, wow. And that's like the average cost of a dog, it feels like, right around now. So he was on par, but yeah, definitely spending some money.
Yeah, we did back then. We wouldn't do it again. Now we just buy, you know, free puppies in the neighbor's yard kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I did a little bit of math, and it turns out the average cost that we're willing to pay for a dog is about $1,900.
Holy moly. That is a lot, honestly. Again, as a cat person, I find that really, really hard to believe. I think my cats were $60, and even that was like, I don't know, can I get a 2-for-1, or do you got anything with like one ear? Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. I mean, it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguished feature of the CCU's 3 graduate counseling degree options master's degree in counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So if you have been burdened with student debt, you probably have heard that there is some relief from the government for student debt. And there's a college student debt forgiveness program with notoriously complex eligibility rules.
Oh,
and it's getting an overhaul. Gavin's like, I have debt. With the intent of extending debt relief to thousands of public workers, too.
Oh, cool.
It's called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. For short, there's always an acronym, PSLF. And it was created by Congress, actually all the way back in 2007. And the idea was to encourage more college graduates to pursue careers in public service. So it promised employees of governments and nonprofit groups, if you made 10 years of your monthly payments, their federal student loans, the remainder would be canceled.
Okay.
And so it was open to a variety of workers, all levels of government, nonprofit, from teachers to postal workers to police officers, members of the military. The problem was the rules were very unclear, and there were certain types of loans that were exempt. So the vast majority of people that were applying were denied. Editorial. So it worked like most government programs here that sound good in the press but do not actually help people. That's the editorial. Despite the past attempts to repair the program, the problems persisted. And this is what I found really shocking. To date, only 5,500 people were able to take advantage of this plan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a lot of people. Huh. But what's crazy is those 5,500 people were responsible for $453 million in debt relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
Moly.
So I know,
man.
Both your minds just got blown.
So much money.
So I did the math. That's $82,000 on average for each person.
Dang.
And so that's why, like, colleges have just gotten expensive. And it's good to go back to school, but you want to be smart with your money so you don't incur a bunch of debt. you know, and so there are a lot of ways to do it and that don't have to cost you this much. I mean, junior college is free now for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take advantage of that before going to the four-year college. Go to school online. CCU Online is amazing. Colorado Christian University. That's where Betty Rock got her 2 degrees. Boom! Has 2 degrees now. And you can do that in a very cost-effective and life-effective way. The deadline for filling out the paperwork is October 31st if you want to get in on this, but editorial, it's still super confusing with big caveats and eligibility plans, so give yourself some time, and it's going to be more than filling out one form, so be patient, and maybe you can get a little relief from your college debt. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and, you know, we play a lot of great songs. Music has power in our lives, and Gavin, you came across something new from Matthew West. It's kind of unusual for him.
Yeah, but most of his music is very, I'd say, upbeat and happy, and it has a really good message to it, but this song, it's called Too Young, Too Soon. It does take that departure into, like, a more serious realm, and it talks about teen suicide, mm-hmm. and it's a really powerful song, and he did a version of it with his daughter, because her friend, they did it in honor of a friend of hers, and it's really powerful.
Too young, too soon, this world lost you. Hearts break into too young, too soon.
Yeah, and you hate that anyone has to write a song like that, you know, when you're touched by it. And I think that's how artists, you know, get through and work through the things that they experience personally. But then we get the benefit of working through our issues with what they write, you know, and that pain ultimately can have a purpose. And so many of the songs that we play, there is some sort of hurt behind it that led to it, that it can be life-saving for somebody that hears it for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're talking about right now. Like, I'm really curious, what is that song that you feel saved you? I remember one time a guy called, there's a Third Day song, and the guy talks about, in the song, he talks about walking into the woods, he's going to end his life, and he's, like, descriptive of how, and this guy called, and he's like, that was my same story. And I turned on the radio like one last time, and this song came on, and he's like, it saved my life. It changed my direction that night, and I went home instead.
And I believe that God can orchestrate those
Absolutely.
Things, and he can make it where he can use a station like Way FM where you just tune in because you're looking for any little glimpse of hope.
Yeah.
And you might find that through a song by Third Day or Matthew West or who knows, Casting Crowns, we don't know.
So I'm curious, just what is the song you think saved your life? Now, it doesn't have to be like the suicide thing, but it could have been you were going through depression or you were working your way through an illness.
And or a divorce.
Just, yeah, anything. Exactly. And so I'm curious, what is that song for you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever had a song do that for you?
Yes. It was I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. When I was younger, I was going through a lot of things that I felt like I was facing by myself. And it really brought me out of where I was. And that was around the same time that I got saved. And that song just really changed my life.
And it can also change your perspective. I'm sure it took you from your situation that you were in currently to think about the future instead. And that can give someone hope, especially when they feel like what they're going through is just never going to end.
Yes, it did. It definitely changed my perspective. I've never forgotten that song until this day. When I'm going through things, even things that were worse, because now I'm an adult than what I was going through then, it really helped me through.
Have you seen the movie?
No, actually, I have not. I plan on seeing it.
Yeah, you have to see it. It's so good because, like, the song that meant so much to you in your life, to find out kind of where it came from and Bart's story in writing it is absolutely amazing. You will love it.
I'll have to watch it.
Oh, and by the way, I'm in it in the last few seconds. So anyway, again, she
asked. No, she didn't.
Asked.
She literally did not. She literally did not.
What is a song that really helped you at a time of need?
Mine was You Say by Lauren Daigle. At the time when it had come out, me and my husband, I had a miscarriage and we had lost our baby. And so whenever this song came out, it helped me literally get through. Like at the time, it was like the worst time in my life that I'd ever experienced. And whenever it talks about, you know, you say that I'm loved when I can't feel a thing, and you say that I'm strong when I think I'm weak, I was like, yes, Lord, that is me. Because when you're going through it, that's how you feel, you know, and you know God will carry you through it. And so that is one song that I was like, all right, I believe God, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of those things, like, you know in your soul God will get you through things. But when you're in the middle of it and you're facing it down, sometimes you need those reminders on the days when you don't quite fully feel that.
Yes, and that's it. It's like you know it, but you just don't feel it at the moment.
Well, Brittany, I'm so glad that you shared that with us, because I'm sure there are other women out there that are listening and they need to be reminded of God's goodness, and maybe your story can help them.
Yes, because it's not talked about enough, you know, and a lot of women suffer in silence.
Well, Brittany, thank you for not being silent and taking the time to share this with us today, because I'm sure it's something somebody needed to hear.
Thank you. Thank y'all for everything you do. Y'all get me through the day, too.
Oh, well, thank you. We're no Lauren Daigle, but we try our best. Is there a song that you feel kind of saved you when you were walking through something?
Yes, it is Raise a Hallelujah. I'm gonna see in the middle of a storm. I was diagnosed with a very aggressive and deadly form of melanoma cancer in 2019, and I got in my car after learning what was going on, and that song was playing on YFM, and I wept as I listened to the words and realized that in spite of my circumstances, I could still praise the Lord and be grateful for the blessings that I do have.
And see, that is the next level faith part, because it's easy to praise God when things are good, but can you do it? Can you raise that hallelujah when things are bad? So how are you doing now?
I am good right now. I don't have any cancer in my body.
Nice.
I live knowing that that could change on a dime, but I also know that I am faithful, and my faith is a lot stronger than the fear I have.
Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to YFM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on, Gavin?
So after I graduated college, I spent about a year living at home with my parents as I searched for a job before I landed here. And they always told me, like, this is a safe space for you. We want you here. You don't have to pay rent. You're just getting on your feet. But I do assume that there are other families out there who don't approach it that kindly.
I mean, we had the same situation with my daughter. She was living on her own after college, and she's spending all this money for no reason. And we had told her, why don't you come back home and save money and not going to charge you rent. And then that way, when you get to your next thing, because her industry was kind of shut down to COVID. And it's like, this way you'll be, when it's time to go and you can go work, you'll have money saved up. And so I had zero problem with that.
Yeah, and I think that that's like a really beneficial thing for some people. But in Spain, they're actually doing something really cool about this. The country is working on a government program that will, I know, they're going to pay around $300 a month to anyone between the ages of 18 and 35 who are
earning less than $27,000. And the reason that they're doing this is because the average Spaniard or the average Spaniard doesn't leave their parents' house until the age of 30, which is super late in my opinion, but that is four years later than any other country. So they're trying to do this to sort of kickstart and kick out those kids who are kind of still living at home.
It's a bunch of parents in their parliament there that are like, we got to do something. Something has to be done. I got to get my kid out of my house. Man, I just, the amount of government intrusion in other countries, in our country, the government, leaning on the government to, this is going to be a rant, leaning on the government to solve our problems and all of our ilks is crazy. It's down to us to do that. Like your parents saying, hey, Gavin, you have a safe place, come here. Me doing that with Haley. We need to take care of our own. We don't need to rely on the government to take care of things, man. It's ridiculous.
Well, and also too, these people are going to think every time if they're in a bind, the government's going to come through
for them.
And they won't work hard for what they want.
Right. If you want to move out of your parents' house, hey, guess what? You might have to have two jobs, dare to dream. I did that. That's what I did. I made $17,000 in my first job out of college. And $17,000 a year.
And he walked there back and forth, barefoot.
No shoes.
I don't care. I'm success. You
the
two millennials. Oh, for the love. But I made something of myself because I
worked
hard.
Yeah, you did, Grandpa.
Look at where you are now.
Yeah, I'm stuck in a room with you two. Yeah, so I guess it didn't work out as well as I had hoped. I should have let the government leave me at home. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you may not know this, but it is Pastor Appreciation Month, Pastor Chad, month?
I guess we get a whole month.
Yeah, that's a little
technically
much.
Just this Sunday is supposed to be Pastor Appreciation Sunday.
Wait,
but
are you
it
lying,
flows
then?
Into the month. You know, Hallmark takes a hold of something and it just gets out of control.
Like, being a pastor is not easy, especially if you're Pastor Chad here. He's our prayer pastor on the prayer wall at wayfm.com. And, like, I feel bad for this guy.
Why?
You. See? Exactly. Because Betty gives him such a hard time. Betty used to give me a hard time. And then when Chad got here, I'm like, oh, I got a break. This is nice. She's honed in on him and gives him the worst time. They've been in a parking spot squabble for the last 2 days.
He started it.
But let's be fair also that I do give her a hard time, but who also brings her in breakfast a lot?
That's true. And but that's to make up for all the junk that you do.
And she's never reciprocated.
Nope,
never done
she's
anything
never
nice
reciprocated.
For you,
I just have a really kind heart, so thank you, Betty.
Yeah, okay. So it is Pastor Appreciation Month, or we'll focus on the day. And so, Chad, in honor of Pastor Appreciation Month.
Oh, you got you a present.
Yeah, got you a present. Betty didn't. Where's your gift?
I did.
No, you didn't.
It's
not.
Me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, real quick. Gavin, do you want to go in on this with me?
Wait.
For Pastor?
Yes. I'll take half of it.
No, just Venmo me a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Venmo him a dollar.
There's a lot. I can tell the value of this already.
I hope there's a rock inside.
No, go ahead. Open it up.
I'm supposed to open it?
Yeah, open it up.
Well, it's really nicely wrapped, so thank you for that.
My wife did that, I'll be honest with you. She did a great job.
All right.
This better be lame.
It's not.
He doesn't deserve it.
See, that's why.
Is this what it is?
Yeah.
I have been wanting one of these.
They're amazing.
What is it?
It is light you put in your garage in the socket. It's an LED light, and it illuminates your whole garage because he does woodworking in his garage like
this
I do.
This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Yes.
No. You can Gavin and Wally.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See,
me too.
Look, no, not you too. Look how happy Chad is right now. That's all it took was a light to make his life because he's a light in our lives.
And is
so,
he?
Yeah.
He's
See,
a,
again, still
he's
going at it.
Shadow in mind.
It's a great present because I was going to buy it for myself, but they cost a little bit, and you're like, I don't want to spend that much for my garage. And you know, pastors don't make that much money.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So there you go. And I love mine. So here's what I want to talk about. You can see he's beaming ear to ear. What is a good gift that you can get for a pastor for Pastor Appreciation Day? I think we need to do that kind of stuff because they do work tirelessly for us.
And maybe in the past you've done something for your pastor that has worked really well. So we'd love to hear that too.
Yeah, let us know what you're thinking, and then we'll do it like a little think tank here. And since Chad's a pastor, he can be like lame or good, you know. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know what you've done or what you're thinking about doing for your pastor this year. What is something that's a good gift to recognize a pastor in your life?
So our church has a young pastor, and he and his wife have three kids. So last year in October, we gave them a weekend away as the church. We booked the place for them to stay. We paid for the meals, the gas, and then we shared the child care for the weekend.
Nice.
So they literally could go away on Friday night, and they came back late Sunday night. We even arranged for a substitute pastor to come in, but he didn't have to locate his own substitute for Sunday morning.
Wow. Boy, so, I just bought Chad a light for his garage, and like now you're making me look bad here, there, Lisa.
That is incredible, too, because not only did you give them the weekend away, but you helped them on the work up to that of replacing him on Sunday so he didn't have to either come back for Sunday or find someone to do it, because that's not always easy, and depending on the size of church you have, you don't always have backups.
Well, and it also keeps your pastor on his toes because it just goes to show that he's easily replaceable, too.
Oh, yeah. But
it's Betty.
Yeah, that's why they brought in the substitute. It was really an audition. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, people appreciate their pastors for what they do, but it's nice to have a day where you focus on that. You know, we have Valentine's Day for the people we love. We love our pastors. Why not Pastor Appreciation Day? And why not hook them up, you know, kind of thing. Like, we have Pastor Chad. He's our staff pastor here. And I got him something. Betty did not.
I got him something, too.
No, you didn't get in on that. And
hopefully it's coming in the mail.
Yeah, I purposely didn't tell her because I wanted to see if she was going to do something for you. And I got him this dope light that I know he would want.
Well, my presence should be enough.
That's the problem. People think that. Honestly, because we posted this on Facebook, right?
That's right. And you can follow along if you go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. But we have a couple of people that chimed in on how they show appreciation to their pastors. Laura said, I show appreciation by not arguing with him.
Mm. Nah, no. Like, you shouldn't.
We'll pass on that.
Yeah, yeah.
You should do that anyway. That's right. Not a gift, yeah. I don't think.
You like that one, Pastor? You want me to give, you want Betty to give you? Maybe that would be a gift from Betty.
That would be.
That's true. Gail said, I go to every service.
Nope, oh. Your presence is not your present. I know some people say that, but no.
Unless it comes with a tithe check, maybe.
And then Sawyer, he said, I'm the sound guy, and I don't cut his mic off when he's speaking.
Okay. All nice things, but people, please.
These aren't gifts. These are just normal, everyday things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm really thinking, like, because Pastor Chad one time had somebody give him a weekend away, which was nice, and mm-hmm. somebody else called that's what they do for their pastor. I don't think you can love your pastor enough. You know, like, there's not enough good things you can do for them because their jobs are thankless. They spend a lot of hours. They got to deal with you, you know, honestly, and you're not the easiest to deal with.
Which reminds me, what have you done lately for Pastor Jeff, our pastor at our church?
Who?
He has to deal with you. Oh, my word.
Hey, I go to small group with Eric, okay, Pastor Eric, and so, yeah, that is my gift. So, again, I'm like
Uh-oh.
All these other people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Wally's one of those people.
Uh-huh. You know what? I see them more as friends than pastors.
Oh, you hypocrite!
So, okay. I'm feeling really great now that I got a gift.
That's right. I got you something, man. So, however you want to celebrate it, just know that it's coming up, and you know, maybe get together with your small group or just other people at your church or your family and just think about it and do something nice for your pastor, because I think that's a good thing, you know, because again, they do work hard for you. So there you go, you're forewarned. That way you won't feel as awkward as Betty does right now, where she did not get Chad anything.
I would like
did.
Everyone to know in the room, I do not feel awkward at all. I am proud of what I've done here.
Nothing, and that's the problem.
Exactly.
In a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and we are doing a little Flashback Friday here, so we're going back in time musically to a song that somebody tells us, and today that somebody is somebody special. Teresa, how are you, Teresa?
I'm great. How about you?
Fan-stinking-tastic, Teresa. So, what song are you taking us back in time to?
It would be by Rich Mullins, Step by Step.
Okay, now we play Rich Mullins' Awesome God, so we're going back in time. Betty Rock, what do I got to set the time machine to?
We're going back, all right, to 1986.
Beep, boop, bop, what?
Yep.
Wow.
86 was the year that Cool Ranch Doritos were introduced.
Nice.
And Top Gun was the top hit in the box office.
Yes, it was. It was also the year I graduated high school.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, my.
I was only a year old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, gracious. Yeah. I am old.
I would love for us to go back in time and redo my prom for my senior year. Yeah. So anyway,
you rough, know what? Huh?
Can we go to another year, please, Teresa? I can't even. All right. So why did you pick Rich Mullins, Step by Step?
Well, it was a song that I've always loved, and it's really spoken to my heart as a prayer of following God day by day, step by step. And we were unable to have children of our own, and so we adopted two girls. They were 10 and 13. So we never had the joy of babies, but when our grandchildren came along and they would be fussy or struggling or whatever, that song always came to my mind, and I would hold them and try to comfort them and sing that song over them, and as a blessing and also a prayer for their life that they would follow Christ all their days.
See, that's great. While you're holding a screaming child, you're singing Step by Step and praying over them. I would have been doing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Here you go, Mom. Take this
different
kid back.
Perspectives.
Yes, exactly. You know what? That's a great reason for us to go back in time to 1986. Rich Mullins, Step by Step, for Teresa here on Flashback Friday.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came. Sometimes a day could be so hot.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Hard to believe, but it's been six long years since Adele released new music. You know her from hits like Rolling in the Deep. We could have had it
A lot of people compare Lauren Daigle, Christian artist Lauren Daigle, to Adele. They're very similar. I'm biased. I think that Lauren's better. If we were comparing, I think she is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, who knows? But with the highly anticipated release of her new album, she was asked in a recent interview what her influence for the songs were, and she answered honestly with, quote, my divorce.
Oh, really?
End quote. Yeah. So with the songs being about her breakup, she admitted that she believes many women will listen to this upcoming album and be inspired to do the same in their own relationships.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. That's a weird inspiration.
Well, and I think...
because you don't know the story.
Right. I think what she's meaning is there's probably a lot of women out there that have stayed in relationships that are very unhealthy.
Right.
And maybe she's hoping this will inspire them to have... some control, take control back.
Yeah, that's such a tough thing.
It is,
because,
it's tough.
Because you're like, if there's infidelity, you understand that. If there's abuse, you understand that. But then I almost fear that there's a little bit where it's like, I'm not happy. And Adele says, I can leave my marriage, you know, and it's okay. Because that's not a great message to send to people because you got to work through it. I mean, I remember one pastor that I had talked to, not for me personally, but he was telling the story of someone that came to him and said, you know what, we've been married for a while. What if she's just not the one, you know? And he goes, did you marry her? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, she's the one. Like, you're in it now. Yeah. And you don't have grounds to leave. You know, you got to hunker down.
You made that commitment. Yeah, and at some point, the feelings end. And then it comes down to you've made this decision.
Yeah. So, boy, that's a tough one, man. I mean, I'm glad that she's exercising stuff. And again, we don't know her story. Her story might be horrific. Mm-hmm. And that's why. So maybe it will give some people some, you know, inspiration that are in mm-hmm. really bad, unhealthy places to break free of the abuse or what have you. But there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got a chance for you to win a prize. We're going to play a little Smarter Than a Jock. Good luck to you. Brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is an alumnus, and now she's becoming the proctor. She is going to administer our test here. And so you're going to be taking me on in you know, some educational type questions.
That's right. And we're going to be talking about United States presidents. We're also going to be talking about literature.
No.
We're going to be talking about measurements.
Measurements I might be able to do.
We could be going into quoting a famous quote by someone.
Okay, maybe I could do all right on that. The first couple, like geography's always death for me. Presidents are always death for me.
Also the fact that I never brought up geography, which is interesting.
I was listing all my deficiencies. You know, I just
Well, then
like,
we're going to be here forever.
Yeah, I felt like it was a time to share. I don't know. All right, so if you think you have a leg up on me in any one of those categories and you'd like to win a prize, all you have to do is call. That's the first step. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you can pass that part, you're doing great. 855-33-WAY-FM. This is Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where right now you have the opportunity to increase your education and maybe win our scholarship contest going on.
That's right. CCU is giving away a $10,000 scholarship as well as a $5,000 scholarship. And if you would like to get in on that, all you got to do is go to ccu.edu/WAY-FM. That's ccu.edu/WAYFM. And not only that, let's say you didn't end up winning the $10,000 or the $5,000 scholarship. Just by entering to win, you can still get $1,000 just for entering.
And that helps. And it might be the thing that helps you jumpstart your educational career. And that's what we're looking for. Deadline is October 15th to get in. So don't wait. Get ahead of this thing. Start your good habits of turning things in early right now, you know, if you're going to go back to school. So again, if you want to play, though, 855-33-WAY-FM.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's The Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Lisa, how are you today?
I am fine, Wally. How are you?
Well, I am doing well. I hope you're going to be this fine at the end of this after I win, because I'm feeling pretty good today, Lisa.
Well, you know, I wish you the same, because I'm feeling pretty good. Those topics are kind of like my wheelhouse, so.
All right.
Yeah, I think I can take you on.
All right. Well, Betty Rock picked all things that I'm not good at, so that should help you out here. We're playing Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where don't forget you can win a $5,000 or $10,000 scholarship just by going to ccu.edu/WAYFM, and I would encourage you to do so. All right, Betty Rock, what is question number one?
All right, so question number one, and name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Okay. Lucky number 13th president of the United States. I can give you multiple choice.
Sounds like Lisa needs them.
Oh, yeah. Lisa needs them. Okay. Is it Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, or Zachary Taylor?
Lisa.
Wally.
Oh, Lisa, what do you think?
I think it is Zachary Taylor. I should know, but I don't know.
Oh, she's
but
wrong.
That's who I'm going to get.
She's so wrong.
You think she's wrong? What
I
do you think?
She's wrong.
What
it's
do you
Millard
think?
Millard Fillmore.
What makes you say Millard Fillmore?
Because that was the first name that when you said it, I thought it's Millard Fillmore. Because at first I was thinking Abraham Lincoln, but I think he's 16. But is she right or wrong?
Unfortunately, Lisa is wrong.
And Wally is
right.
Yes!
Yay, Wally!
Oh my goodness! Okay. Okay, we got ourselves a game here. This kills Betty's soul a little bit, too. Okay,
just
so
a little.
1-0, Wally in the lead. Give me another question.
All right, name is your buzzer. How many cups are in a quart?
Lisa.
Oh, yes?
4.
No, that's...
What do you think?
8?
It's actually 4!
Oh!
Lisa, yeah!
All right, nicely done. All tied up. Coming down to the final question for the win.
All right, here we go. Robert Frost was once quoted saying, "In 3 words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It blank blank."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. And I know a lot of quotes and don't know that one.
All right. Does Robert Frost say, "It will end," "It is precious," or "It goes on"?
Wally. Oh, this is tough because I'm trying to figure out if he was a pessimist or an optimist. Because it will
end. Thank you,
end.
Wally, for going first because I'll pick the one you don't.
Yeah, I'm stuck between 1 and 3. I'm gonna go with 1. It will end. Because kind of like the death and taxes are the things
True.
That everyone's sure of. And Betty's looking at me. That means I'm wrong. Dang
well,
it.
Lisa, what would you say?
Oh, and I was picking between 2 and 3. I'm gonna go with 3.
It goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of you is right.
And it's probably her.
It's not Wally, it's
no!
Lisa!
I knew better. Ah.
Well, there you go, Lisa.
Congratulations,
Yay!
Lisa. You have bested me today. You are the big winner on Smarter Than a Jock, and apparently you are. And so thank you for playing along with us. We have a prize for you.
Thanks for all y'all do.
And don't forget, if you want to win a scholarship, $5,000 or $10,000, you can join our CCU scholarship contest going on right now.
I did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Nicely done. It's ccu.edu/wayfm, just like Lisa did. And who knows, maybe you could win. Maybe Lisa could win that too, and you could win it, because there's multiple opportunities to win. So we'd love to get you in on that, because we love CCU and they do such a great job.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we've all heard a lot about COVID, and it's almost a daily conversation in some way, because I've been in, doesn't matter what the function is, it always ends up to some conversation about COVID.
Because it's such a big deal, and it's something that this generation hasn't experienced at all. It's brand new.
But I heard something that pertains to COVID that I haven't heard in the last year and a half, and I'm really curious if I'm late to the party on this, and if you guys have heard of it. COVID toes. Have you heard of this?
No.
You haven't.
Toes. It's
COVID toes.
Like things on your feet.
TOES. Exactly.
Okay.
I had never heard of this. A year and a half we've been dealing with COVID. This is the first I'm hearing of it. So shortly after the pandemic erupted, doctors say they were baffled by a bunch of patients, and it was mostly teens and young adults coming in complaining of these painful lesions on their toes and sometimes on their finger. And it became called COVID toes. And so it started to, for doctors, be seen as a warning sign, just like losing your smell and taste. If you had these lesions on your toes, it was a sign that you probably had COVID.
Are lesions just like cuts or what?
Like red marks on the skin, red or purplish marks on the skin.
There's a possibility that these COVID toes would be your only symptom and everything else.
Right, like you could be
else.
Asymptomatic or something like that, with the exception of that.
Okay.
And what it was is it was a side effect of the body's immune system shifting into high gear to fight off the COVID. And so your body's like, okay, we got this. Oh, by the way, I'm going to make you so you can't wear open-toed shoes for a while. It's going to be a little embarrassing, but I'm going to get you through this kind of thing. And so that was called COVID toes.
That's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So again, you learn something every day. That was something I had no idea. And now, I'm going to look at my toes. And see
just
it,
make
know?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be
Don't
looking
let
at
us
everybody's
look at your toes.
Toes.
Yeah, you do it on your own.
Yeah, you're like, instead of a vaccine card, you just show people your toes.
Normal.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com, and it's really cool. You can post a prayer and people pray for you, and then you'll get these notifications that let you know that, oh, somebody just prayed for you, and that really, they usually come at really great times in your life, and I've done it, I've seen it happen before personally, and I think it's really awesome. But a lot of times when we look at the prayer wall, we see themes that are kind of emerging, and like this one from Laura says, I used to have a fire for God. Over the last couple years, I've just lost it. I know that Jesus has never left me, but I can't seem to find my way back.
Mm.
Okay, and then you've got another one here. This was anonymous. I'm in need of prayers I'm just unsatisfied at my job. I'm all churched out. I feel like absolutely nothing is in this for me anymore. Not even Jesus gives me fulfillment. So these are people that, this is not the kind of thing a lot of times you'll share with a friend,
no.
You know, because you're afraid of being judged or what are they going to think of me? And so you just hold it all in until it pops out. And that's why the prayer wall exists.
Yeah, that's right. And you can check it out. If you've got something that like this or something similar that you would like to get prayer for, you go to wayfm.com and you'll see on the top, there's a little bar and it says prayer wall. When you click on that, you'll see a video from our pastor here, Pastor Chad, explaining everything. But you can post your request anonymously or put in your name. And when you do that, when people come to the prayer wall to either put their request up there or to pray for someone, they can see yours, pray for it. And when they do, they can click this little box. And when they do that, you get this notification on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you.
Yeah. And so we'd love for you to take advantage of this in your own life. But then one of the other parts of this too is I just always ask, because, and I ask this for you, is when you go there and you post a prayer request, take a minute and look through it and find one that clicks with you and then pray for somebody else while you're there. Like, post one, pray for one. And I really think that it will help alter your day and your moment, at least, as you wait for people to pray for you. And it's just a cool thing you can check out at wayfm.com.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.